Hello and welcome to this happy podcast. I'm Leanne Albrizio. For summer 2024, sunless tanning serums and tinted moisturizers containing SPF are all the hype, especially with dermatologists drilling home the importance of daily sunscreen use among consumers. While there are endless skincare products on the market catering to attaining a sun-kissed glow without UV exposure, Dancing with the Stars' Whitney Carson swears by Jergens' new Natural Glow Instant Sun Sun Drops for face and body. Carson, an avid sunless tanner and Jergens fan, sat down with Happy on National Spray Tanning Day to talk about her love of this new golden formula, which allows for a guided color application and accurate dosing when mixing drops with a moisturizer. Plus, she recounts her frightening brush with skin cancer at just 18 and at the dawn of her career. Today, the 30-year-old shares how she's bounced back and managed to keep her skin flawless and healthy with a painstaking skincare regimen. Well, Whitney, first of all, it's amazing to meet you.
Yes, you as well. Thanks for talking with me.
Of course. So how did you get involved with Jergens? And tell me a little bit about your personal love of the brand.
I've been using Jergens Natural Glow line for a really, really long time, since my teen years. So I've used them for a really long time. And then when this opportunity came for their campaign for Glow Day, they were partnering with the Skin Cancer Foundation. And it really just seemed like a really great fit. You know, I was diagnosed with melanoma at 18 years old. And so being a melanoma survivor, it was really near and dear to my heart to make sure that we raise awareness for an alternative way to get that bronzy, natural looking tan without the UV damage. Because, you know, my life would have looked a lot different if I wouldn't have, you know, gotten checked. And so we were really excited to partner with Jergens and do this Glow Day and this awareness, because it just was such a great organic fit together.
And how are you loving the brand's new sun drops for face and body? And what is the experience like using the product?
Oh my goodness, you guys are going to love it. I have been lucky enough to have been using it for a few weeks. So I've used the instant sun drops for a few weeks, and I just add them into my moisturizer. And it's so easy to add into your beauty regimen because they are travel size, which we love. And I actually brought them here with me, but you can just add, like, I probably do like 5 drops, and you just mix them in with your favorite moisturizer. You can put it on your face or body, and it just gives you that really natural looking tan. And we're just really, really excited about them.
Now, I actually had a brush with melanoma myself when I was 28. The lesion wasn't cancer, but I had to get Mohs surgery as like a preventative thing. And my doctor told me, you know, to get my vitamin D from the pill, and that the only safe tan is in a bottle. I know, you know, you have this love of self-tanners. So tell me about that and how you feel Jergens' new sun drops helps fulfill your desire to achieve that bronzy look this summer without, you know, direct sunlight.
I love instant tanner. I love, love, love it. I've used it my whole entire life, especially Jergens Natural Glow Instant Tanner. Obviously I perform, I do a lot of photo shoots. I am in like itty bitty costumes. And so if I don't have a tan on, I feel really self-conscious and I feel very naked without them. So needless to say, I've used a lot of different brands, and really truthfully, Jergens Natural Glow collection is my absolute favorite. And I'm so excited about the instant sun drops. They are just so, so carefully formulated so that it can be, you know, you can make them darker or lighter depending on how you want them. And they're so customizable to everybody. They're really for everybody. And that's what I love so much. And, you know, Jergens is just so generational. It's like everybody can use it. And, you know, my mom was super excited about this partnership. She is like a big Jergens fanatic. So she was really, really excited about this partnership as well. But really, it's just focusing on, you know, getting that natural glow without the UV damage, which I think is just so, so important.
Yeah, and I feel like nowadays more than ever, people are stressing, the importance of using sunscreen every single day. So, can you tell
Right.
me about your own like personal skincare routine? Do you use
Yeah.
SPF daily?
I do. And a lot of people ask me this, and obviously I'm not a doctor, but going through what I've gone through and being a melanoma survivor, I get checked every 6 months. So obviously you can do your routinely checks. You should be getting checked every year. Daily you can prevent this. And that's the message what we're trying to get out is you can prevent skin cancer really just by protecting yourself using SPF on your face and body. Making sure you wear like a big sun hat, big sunglasses, just really covering up anytime you think you're going to be in the sun for long periods of time. And now we're seeing these young generations going to tanning beds. And, that really kind of was what had led me to get melanoma. I mean, I was a little bit more prone to it. Both my parents actually had melanoma. But now we're seeing these kids go to the UV beds. You just think you're invincible at that age. And you're really not. I mean, it happened to me at 18. So I think, just really making sure that everybody knows to protect their skin. It's your biggest organ in your body. And we're seeing more and more melanoma cases as the years go on.
So when you were 18 and you were diagnosed, like, can you like tell me about that experience? Like, were you like really scared? Like,
Yeah, so I had just gotten the call that I was doing Dancing with the Stars, that I had gone on as a professional. So I had this really amazing news. And then my mom saw, this little mole on top of my foot, and she was a little bit concerned about it. So we went in, they took a sample, and it came back positive for melanoma. We did some tests, and it had spread to my lymph nodes. And at that point, we knew it was very serious and very life-threatening. So, obviously, I chose health over my career at that point, which I thought I had to do. I ended up going through with the surgery, and it was very scary. It was a time in my life where I didn't know something as harmless, it seemed like, as going tanning could do this to me. And so it was very, very hard. And also, it was a time in my life where I had like my big break, but I had a big, huge setback that I couldn't train for and I couldn't do. So it was very hard, and that's why I have come out now, and I've come out a bunch of times about speaking about this, because I just don't want anybody to be in that scenario ever, especially, an 18-year-old. And so if I can do anything to raise awareness and just to have somebody get checked to catch it early or even just protect, then I'm doing my job.
what was it about the spot that kind of like raised alarm bells? Like for me, it was a changing like light brown mole. It was like an existing mole that was changing. So like,
Yep.
was yours like, did the spot just appear, or like was it changing? Like, what did it look like? And
Yeah, it was kind of small, strawberry colored, and it started to get a little bit bigger and started changing in an abnormal shape. And it was just strawberry colored. I really didn't think anything of it, and it was on top of my foot. And it turns out it was like already doing some damage in my body. And so you just don't really see. You don't really see what a little mole can do, and did you have to, you said you had to get surgery, right?
I did. I actually have a 2-inch scar like on my forearm. I don't know if you
Okay.
could.
Oh goodness. Oh wow.
You
Crazy. Oh
just
my
said
God.
like it was a severely dysplastic nevi. Like it just means like I had
Okay.
to get the surgery to make sure that it wasn't like stage zero.
Got it. Okay. Got it. So
And
for
yeah,
cancer.
and it was from a bad sunburn when I was 21.
Oh,
And
wow.
after that sunburn, it was a regular, it was always like a flat light brown mole that I always had. And then 2 years after the sunburn, I noticed that it was changing a little
Okay.
bit. And I said to myself, I'm only 23, like I'm sure it's nothing. One day I was actually like, I had shaved my arms and I was like washing like or cleaning a window or something. And then I looked down and like I gasped And I'm like, this is not normal. Like it looked like it changed. And I'm just, and I went to bed that night, and like my heart was pounding. And I'm just like, this is not normal. Something is wrong. I went to my primary care doctor. She told me it's probably just a freckle. And I knew that that was no freckle. I went to a skin my dermatologist, and she told me it looked unusual. She also told me at the time I was 28, and she's like, it's probably a kid your age probably doesn't have cancer. Like those were her words. So she did the biopsy, and she's like, I'll call you if it's something serious. Nearly 1 week went by, and I'm like, I'm staring at my phone, and I'm probably like, she's not gonna call, she's not gonna call. And then I got a call, a miss, and like I think my dad called me, and she called my house, and he's like, you got a missed call from, and I'm like, oh my, no, please tell me. And then the first thing she said was, it's not cancer, but it could become cancer.
Well, that's good that you caught it and you just followed your gut. That's what you we have to do.
Yeah, they did this. Was it the same thing for you, like Mohs? Like that's what it is, basically. Like,
I'm not sure. I honestly don't remember a lot about it, but I know it was, I don't think I ever heard that word. I think it was just melanoma, and then like it was carried into my like lymph nodes because it spreads through your lymph nodes and then eventually to your heart, obviously.
and I remember I was the youngest person in the waiting room. Like, was that with you? Like, when that happened to you, like, did they like comment about your age? Because I was 28 at the time, and they're like, how old are you?
I think so. This dermatologist had treated both of my parents at that point. So I think it wasn't super unusual for him to notice that one of their children had melanoma because I think it is hereditary as well. And so he wasn't too surprised. But I did not believe it for a really long time. Like I was still like, are you sure? Like this cannot be real. Like it's just a mole. Like I don't understand. I was very much in shock for a while. And then he said, you might have to, if you wait, you'll have to do chemo in 6 months, most likely. And I was like, oh, okay, this is serious. Like I better do it. But I was in shock for a while, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've had family members have like skin cancer, but a different kind. I think it was basal cell or something, but like they got that when they were older. But melanoma, I think it was just from a really, really bad sunburn. Like I just went whimsically, like took a trip to the Jersey Shore, and like I didn't wear any sunscreen that day. And I had a very, very bad burn, and unfortunately, it haunted me like a few years.
For
And I,
real.
I have naturally red hair. I have fair skin, freckles. Like my eyes, like they're brown, but they're more like hazel. And I read that people with like light, redheads, especially fair skin, light eyes, are more prone to that type of cancer. So what are you, have you been since you're, I think you're, how old are you now?
I'm 30 now.
So in the last 12 years, have you been like going every 6 months for checks, or like what are, what is like your routine? Like it.
Really, being a melanoma survivor, you have to get checked every 6 months. So I definitely get checked, routinely checked every 6 months. And now I'm very paranoid about my husband and children getting checked as well because, I just never thought it could happen that young. So now I'm like, I'm just checking everybody. But I think it's better to be safe and it's better to be in the know and educated than not.
Yeah, I think tanning beds were like kind of like in, very popular back then, because I'm in my mid 30s, and I just remember like it was, people were going in there like before the prom, and
Like getting a base tan before they went on their vacation or whatever. And it was definitely very popular. Then I feel like we kind of like, it kind of went out of being trendy for a while. And then we kind of had this big skin health talk. And then now it's kind of coming back as another trend. So it's just a perfect day and a perfect time to kind of have this glow day and talk about just awareness and educate people.
I don't know about you, but I've personally found a lot of like value in the damage that was done, because Since that one horrible burn, like all throughout my 20s, like every day, like I wear moisturizer with an SPF. And I just feel like, and I'm very careful about covering, my body when I'm on the beach. I always have like a big umbrella. I always have a hat on. I'm always reapplying my sunscreen like every 80 minutes or whatever. So I feel like had that not happened to me, I don't think I would have been so knowledgeable about skincare and at a very young age. 'Cause I feel like when you're in your 20s, you're still making like, a lot of collagen and you have time to like repair that damage. And like, a lot of people, like they tell me like, I don't believe you're 36. Like I look a lot younger. And I think it's because I use, moisturizer. I was very good with the moisturizer and the serum. So I
That's
don't know
true.
if you like feel the same with your experience.
Yeah, I feel like for sure. It was a big reality check for me of skin health. And then that's really when I dove into just skin health in general. And I think, like you said, like you start to really become paranoid about your skin. And I feel like that's how we really need to kind of push that on younger generations because it is just so important, and the earlier they know, the better it will be for them all around. And I mean, that's the way that you look internally, you're gonna feel better. And so yeah, like you said, I think I definitely found the positives from a very traumatic experience. I'm now like, seeing that I've been called to kind of voice this and be able to have like a platform to talk about this, which has been a big blessing.
That's awesome. I think, like the damage is cumulative like over the years, and like I love how people are telling the younger generations, even on cloudy days, like there's you still have to wear your SPF, and it's important because their future selves will thank them. That's what I always say. So I love, sharing that, my personal experiences
I
with
love
people.
that. I love that. I love hearing that too.
Well, I think that's all the questions that I have, unless you had anything else that you wanted readers to know about, like your partnership or how much it means to you.
Yeah, I'll just say one last thing. I think that the campaign with Jergens Natural Glow and just really, finding that beauty, we're trying to find that beauty from the inside out, as well as really just feel good about our skin. I mean, we want that glowy, natural looking tan without the damage to our skin and potential health risks that it comes with. And the fact that we're partnering with the Skin Cancer Foundation is so beautiful and just has come all full circle for me. Personally, it's very near and dear to my heart. And especially with the sunless tanner, that's a big part of my life as well, that I don't sunbake and I'm really, really careful not to be in the sun, but I still, want to look tan. So this has just been a beautiful partnership to really educate people, but to also, really look good doing it. So, we're really grateful for Glow Day and everybody listening in. So,
Beautiful. Well, you look fantastic. And I just
thank
want to
you.
thank you again so much for joining me and taking the time out to talk and also to hear my personal story.
Love hearing your personal story. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see you. Bye bye.
Jergens' new Natural Glow Instant Sun Drops for face and body are available on Amazon. I'm Leanne Albrizio. Thanks for listening.